Welcome to Mason Hills Bible Church this evening. I think most of you are familiar faces here, except for the eight right in front. And they will be introducing themselves through the evening. They're from Appalachian Bible College. And if you don't have a program from out back in the foyer, please do pick one up. Tonight's focus is commanded to be winners. And all the songs talk about people who are winners in God's eyes. So I think you're going to enjoy that. If the actual singing and playing is anything like the rehearsal, I think you're going to enjoy the evening, and the Lord will be pleased with that. Let's begin our time with a word of prayer tonight. Father, thank you that you alone deserve all praise, and you've given us eyes and ears and just bodies with which we can play and sing, make music that honors you. Father, I ask that you would accept our worship tonight, and you would challenge us as we hear these great truths with people who know and love you, performed by people who know and love you tonight also. We come to you in the name of our Son, our Savior Jesus. Amen. Bible College. And an interesting fact about myself is that I love the trail run.
In January of this year, I completed my first 50K. That's 32.2 miles in 6 hours and 45 minutes.
It is wonderful to be with you this evening. My name is Emily Bartlett, and I'm from Walton, New York. I'm a junior in the Youth and Family Program with a concentration in Biblical Counseling. An interesting fact about myself is that I have experience in the uncommon art and trade of blacksmithing.
Good evening. My name is Virginia Harford, and I'm from Bear Creek, North Carolina. I'm a senior in the Missions Program, and I've had the unique opportunity to teach English in China.
Hi, my name is Maddie Meese, and I'm from Flint, Michigan. I'm a junior in the Youth and Family Ministry Program with a concentration in counseling, and I have lived in 10 different houses and attended 6 different schools.
Since several of you are probably wondering, I'm going to get it out of the way. I do not play basketball. My name is Luke Mullins. I'm from Carlisle, Ohio, and I'm a sophomore in the Missions Program.
I'm from Beckley, West Virginia, which is only about 5 minutes away from ACC's campus. My name is Hannah Reed, and I am a sophomore in the Elementary Education Program. And I'm about to be an aunt for the first time ever, and so I'm really excited about that.
Salutations from Mount Hope, West Virginia. My name is Wesley Reinhardt, and I'm currently a junior in the Camp Ministry Program. And when I'm not playing sports at school, I enjoy juggling and illusions.
We all have heroes in life. This was especially true for me when I was younger. I loved listening to the Bible stories at Vacation Bible School or during Sunday school or my family's devotions, where the little guy suddenly becomes a hero. Now that I'm older, I do realize that most of these biblical heroes were pretty ordinary people, leading rather ordinary lives most days, until the day of a life crisis. Then, they chose to serve the Lord, by faith, doing what was right regardless of the consequences. And God, as He has promised each one of us, will give the victory.
Have not I commanded thee? Be strong, and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
And it came to pass, while Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand.
Art thou for us, or for our adversaries?
Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come.
What saith my lord unto his servant?
Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king and the mighty men of valor.
Thank you.
champion to fight me. Won't your gods protect you? The Israelites are afraid.
Is there not a cause? You come to me with the sword and with the spear and with the shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. This day will he deliver thee into my hand, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Only a boy named David.
O King, have I done no hurt?
O people of the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end.
Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.
Come.
Lord, save me.
O thou of little faith, why did you doubt?
I have no husband.
You have well said. You have no husband, for you have had 5 husbands. And he whom thou hast now is not thy husband. And you have truly spoken.
I perceive you to be a prophet. I know that Messiah comes, which is called Christ. And when he comes, he will tell us of all things.
I that am speaking to you, and he.
Come and see the man who has told me everything that I have done. Is this not the Christ?
And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did.
She has poured this ointment on my body. She did it for my burial. Truly I say unto you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the whole earth, this shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Thank you.
tonight. We want to thank you on behalf of the team for your hospitality and hosting us, as well as those who will keep us in your homes this evening. My name is John Rinker, and I have the privilege to be a faculty member at the college. I never imagined that 21 years ago, in March of 1996, when I was a Appalachian Bible College student singing in this building on our choir tour, that I would have the privilege to be back here with another team of servants. We're passionate at Appalachian Bible College with our motto, "Because life is for service." And as they sang in the song they just were singing, it's still his dying act of love, compelling me to give my life for everything and everything for Christ. And we're passionate about that. We ask you to pray with us that God would raise up servants who see clearly the worth of Jesus, that they would give their lives for Christ and consider the most valuable thing is pursuing serving him with their whole life. We need more servants for the gospel around the world. And I want to thank Mesa Hills Bible Church for dedicating your lives, your finances, your service for the advance of the gospel around the world. We're on that team with you, and we want to serve you. And so specifically in this moment, I want to just challenge you as a church family to redouble your efforts in prayer for the advance of the gospel, and specifically that God would raise up servants. Thank you.
child imitates a parent. A student studies the teacher. A Christian teenager looks to a youth pastor. And a runner, who often finishes near last place in a race, strives to be the next winner. A mentor nurtures the child, teaches the student, guides the youth group, and trains the leader to become strong. A mentor seeks the success of his mentee. That is his reward. Scripture gives us wonderful examples of mentors. Jesus teaching Nicodemus, Paul mentoring Timothy, and the apostles nurturing their infant churches.
There was a certain man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night.
Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles that you do, except God be with him.
Truly I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
How can a man be born when he is old? Shall he enter into his mother's womb a second time and be born?
Truly I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
How can these things be?
Are you a master of Israel and don't know these things? Truly I say unto you, we speak what we do know, and we testify what we have seen, but you don't receive our witness. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Change when he found me. I
Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust in the Lord to send Timothy shortly unto you, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith. If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto you have attained. Let no man despise for you, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, the doctrine.
Among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And behold,
I send the promise of my Father upon you.
Ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said, Repent and be baptized.
They had gladly received his word, were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
Steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread.
Many signs and wonders were done by the apostles.
Then the high priest and all they that were with him laid hands on the apostles and put them in the
common prison. They rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his
name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and to preach Christ Jesus.
And he gave some apostles and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Thank you. the evening cold and gray, to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide.
The old man crossed in the twilight dim, the sullen stream had no fear for him, but he turned when safe on the other side, and built a bridge to span the tide.
Old man,
said a fellow pilgrim near,
you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day, and you never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build this bridge at evening tide?
The builder lifted his old gray head.
Good friend, in the path I have come, he said, there followed after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that is then is not to me. To that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross at the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building this bridge for him.
Good friends, I am building this bridge for him.
Amen.
brothers and sisters. Some of you are tired. Some of you, like us, may have been complacent in the race, losing focus on the prize, the one on whom we focus, the author and the finisher of our faith. As Hebrews 12 tells us, looking unto Jesus, consider him who endured so much, lest you grow weary and faint, right? I wonder if you've considered the fact that we are commanded to be winners. Is that an offensive concept? Commanded to be winners. 1 Corinthians 9:24, run in such a way that you may win an imperishable crown. Awesome motivation. And so I complete our challenge to you tonight with this concept. How much is Jesus worth to you? Your answer to that question will be revealed by the level of your dedication to Christ. How much is Jesus worth in your eyes? Your answer will be revealed by the level of my dedication, your dedication to Christ. The message tonight is one of complete dedication to Christ, faith in God demonstrated through ordinary lives. And so I'm going to ask at this time if Pastor Tim will come complete our program together with any words of challenge and closing prayer you would like to have. Thank you.
John, that was a 50-minute expository message. thank you so much, guys. It's really, really great. Really, really happy you're here. Great blessing to see your encouragement, your heart for God. I was thinking about 2 Timothy, Paul, as we talk about this idea of pressing on. This is a message for every one of us, right? It's a message for you guys, starting off with, passion, a zeal for serving Christ. You may be doing that in 10 years. And you may be doing that in 20 years, 30 years, and 40 and 50 until the Lord returns or if we go see him, right? And this is true for every one of us. We have to keep going. I was thinking about that concept, about fighting to be a winner and persevering. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, just suggest for you three reasons why we should adopt that for ourselves. First of all, in verse 5, 2 Timothy 4, 5, Paul gives four commandments about doing this. He says, you, Timothy, be sober in all things. In other words, have clear thinking. Endure hardship. It's not easy to serve Christ. Lots of hardships. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Be telling others about Jesus Christ. Fulfill your ministry. Four commandments. So, we first of all have this commandment to keep persevering. That's a commandment that Paul gave to Timothy, but it's one that he gives to me, and it's one that he gives to every one of us, right? Here's a second reason to keep pursuing that prize and to run, this race with a passion to win, is the fact that this is the way that life works. People go before us, they run the race, and it becomes our turn to carry on. In 2 Timothy 4, 6, after Paul gives these four commandments about staying faithful, he says in verse 6, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. Timothy, I've done my part. You have to do it now. I've done my part. I'm being poured out at the end of my life like a drink offering coming at the end of the sacrifice. You and I are now in the process of carrying that torch where the Apostle Paul left off, right? Paul says, I've done my work. Verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. Timothy, you, me, now it's our turn to fight the good fight. It's our turn to finish the course and to keep the faith. Here's a third reason, we look at this passage, why we need to fight and run and labor with that kind of mindset is because God sees what you do. In verse 8,
Paul says, in the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, not only to me, but also to all who loved his appearing. So God sees your faithfulness, he sees my faithfulness, he rewards faithfulness. He sees how you and I think. He sees the way that we speak to one another. He sees our passion for loving other people and our passion for bringing the gospel. So, you know, Paul says, Timothy, this is the kind of thing you need to remember. That's the message for you and me, right? Same truth, doesn't change. So, guys, I'm very thankful for you to come here with us tonight and minister. I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Father, we thank you for this group of students and for the work that you are doing in their lives right now, that you are stirring their hearts for love and good works that you have gifted them for service to Jesus Christ. And they are going out to follow in your footsteps. We ask you, O God, that you would work in our own hearts that way. You have gifted every one of your saints for serving Jesus Christ, and you are calling us to fight this good fight. So help us, O Lord, in this race. We know that you are with us to the end of the age. You have all the authority, and you've commanded us to go in your name and preach. So thank you, O God, for this night.